Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of local happenings, events, and just general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey coming to you live at WVFB from the historical Clay County Courthouse on the Square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County. You can hear these shows live now every Thursday from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. And this show will be replayed again this evening on 101.5 at 6 o'clock p.m. Don't forget, you can also catch the show online, and that's at www.delhollowhorizon.org. And you can get that on demand. Anytime you want to hear something, just run on there and pick it up. Just visit the Horizon webpage and click on the most recent show, or any of the archive shows that you might want to hear again. We have an interesting show for you this morning for the next hour with some great guests who are going to be sharing local news and more, as well as providing some information of interest to all of us. Before we get started, I want to remind our listeners, though, to call in with some guest or topic ideas. Please give me a call at 931-260-8320. If you can give me some help with some ideas. You can also call the Clay County Chamber, and that's 243-3338, of course, and leave the information with them or have them to get in touch with me about the radio show. I know there are a lot of other topics, and I'm just asking you for a little bit of help. Help us out and tell us what you would like to hear, and offer some names or some contacts who might have some interesting information. On the lineup today is Sue Russell with Friends of the Library, Paula Sue Boone, the CEO at Salina Health and Rehab. She's going to be talking about the remote area medical clinic, and Lois Turner with 3-Star. She's going to be talking about home and garden shows. And Marilyn Bartlett, if you're listening, I've been having awful trouble getting a hold of you. Give me a call. I'd love for you to come on next week and give us some information about the Rosenwald Schools and the progress that's being made to maintain our Clay County Rosenwald Schools. With that being said, I'm going to pause for a short break, and then I'll return with Suzanne Russell with the Friends of the Library.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina, or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator-Made trailers. Gator-Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator-Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator-made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
And we're back at WVFB 101.5 FM, the Clay County Corner. If you're just tuning in for the first guest this morning, I've got Sue Russell. Sue, I'm so glad to have you on the Clay County Corner this morning. Sue, before we start about some of the projects that are going on, tell us a little bit about how you came to be a Clay Countyan and how long you've been with us.
I have lived on Baptist Ridge in Clay County for 23 years. I moved up here from Chattanooga. I was teaching. Actually, I was teaching in an inner city school in Chattanooga, and that's the Pits. So I was looking for some property and a place where I could teach in safety. And I couldn't get a job in Clay County because there were no openings, but I did get hired in Jackson County. So I taught there for 17 years and retired. And now I'm involved with Friends of the Library and love every minute of it and love being in Clay County.
Wonderful. So you've been with us for a long time. You're an old-timer. You're
not
a newbie.
I guess you could call me that.
Now, I'm aware, just, you know, we've been together a whole lot, and I'm aware that you've got an extensive background in education and especially English. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I actually was a preschool primary teacher.
Okay.
I have a master's degree in early childhood, and that had been the love of my life. But when I moved here and went to Jackson County, the only opening they had was fifth grade English. And I kind of panicked, but took it, and it turned out to be wonderful. I love the age group. I loved teaching English. We wrote all the time, which, by the way, I think is a dying art if we don't, you know, put a little more emphasis on it, because everybody needs to know how to write and express themselves. But that's my educational background. But
wonderful.
I'm a writer and a reader and all of that I love to do and almost have time to do lots of it now that I'm retired. I suppose you've heard that old cliche about, I don't know when I had time to do anything when I retired. I thought I was going to. That's not true. I'm working more now than I ever did when I was working.
That's true. You need a vacation from retirement, so to speak.
Yeah, sometimes I need a vacation from retirement, but it's wonderful.
Yeah. You know, with your love of the written word, and as you were talking, I can't help remembering something I saw the other day. Somebody was so frustrated that there were some things presented from school, and there were so many misspelled words, and you're right, with the texting and all that, it kind of does it for everybody, and we're forgetting how to spell, and that's so important when you're communicating, when you're writing resumes, when you're doing, you know, things that require some professionalism and proof of education.
That's certainly true. I used to tell my students that if they were trying to impress anybody or to write a resume or to write a letter to somebody, they needed to make it grammatically correct and spell everything correct. And when they were talking to their friends or their parents, that was another language, and that was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's so important. And misspelled words just frequently jump out at people, too. Now, now that people know a bit more about you, and clearly with your English background and your love of writing and your interest in the written word, and just from knowing you, period, I'm aware that you do have a penchant, too, for local history. Can you please tell us about your involvement with and bringing history into the Memories of Moonshining books?
Well, actually, it was partly your fault, you know. You and I, several years ago, you all asked me if we could do a collection, if Friends of the Library could do a collection of moonshine stories that would fit in with Moonshine Days. And that really, I panicked at first, but once I got into it, it turned out to be a wonderful project. Our first book was called Cures What Ails You, and what we did were a lot of research on local interviews. We had some old moonshiners who'd gotten in trouble. We found some, we had a wonderful pictorial story by Jerry Roten, a former sheriff, that was just loaded with photographs and his remembrances of some of the major moonshine busts in the county.
Yeah.
And We also, on our second book, which was called Moonshiners, Revenuers, and Ordinary Folk, we expanded a little bit just to get some interesting residents of the county, even though they may not have had anything to do with moonshine. And this third one, which we haven't named, by the way, if you can think of a good name for it, that'd be good. We've thought about talking about shine and shine on and shine, shine, shine and white lightning, the Clay County medicine. We've thought of a lot of titles, but if you can come up with something, let Susan know and she'll pass them on to me.
Yeah, those are all interesting too. But yeah, we'd love to hear from the have the book named by somebody.
Right, wouldn't that be wonderful? We'd probably give them credit.
Yeah,
but this book will be coming out. We're in the process of finishing up some interviews and a lot of editing and a lot of formatting, and it'll be out. Probably it'll be out definitely in the spring, late spring, probably into early summer.
Okay, good deal. And of course, Moonshine Days is not until September this year, but anytime we can get that out earlier, that's just a benefit for everybody.
And we'll be selling all three of the books at Moonshine Days, as we always do. And if you're interested in getting anything now, the library has copies of the first two books for sale. And the chamber does as well.
Okay, wonderful. Can you use this time, too, maybe to appeal to some of the listeners if you're needing material or people to interview?
I think right now we're just about full of people to interview.
Okay.
We're kind of, I still have two people to interview and to get those stories in. But we have a lot of good local stories in this one, plus some information and, you know, stories, a lot of information that I've been able to do research on moonshine on the internet. And by the way, I'll put in a plug right here for the Tennessee State Library and Archives. If you want to learn anything or have any kind of information, go to their website and type in the word moonshine, and we have a lot of photographs, a lot of stories, a lot of articles from them. They're a big help. And, of course, your local library is also a big help. Wonderful help.
So the Tennessee State Archive, too, it has a lot of local pictures and information about Clay County?
Yes.
Wonderful.
And a lot of, and you can just go to your county and you can find old newspaper articles and everything in there. It's just a treasure trove.
Yeah.
So they're a wonderful resource for everything. But so is our local library. They have, Judith is librarian. She is very experienced, and she will find you anything you want, you know, a book or some information about something. And she's very exceptionally good at getting grants. And that's, of course, Friends of the Library's major mission is supporting the library. And right now, her biggest need is more space. It's like a closet. They're bursting at the seams.
Yes, they are.
And so, you know, the Friends of the Library is putting a lot of our fundraising money into our own fund building fund for the library. Whenever they, you know, there are some grants out there that Doug Young has talked about, and but they all require matching funds.
That's true. So we've got to build that resource.
Right.
Sue, if we can take a few minutes here for a station break, and then we'll continue with some more information from Sue Russell with Friends of the Library.
Thank you.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection is what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139 Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Susan Bailey, back now on WVSB 101.5 FM at the historical Clay County Courthouse. I'm live with my first guest, Sue Russell, with Friends of the Library. Sue, I'd like to ask you about an event that's coming up next weekend. Can you talk a little about that?
Yes, that is our very, very popular chili lunch. And this is one of our major fundraisers. Sometimes we do it twice a year and sometimes just once. This year we're doing it twice.
Oh, good.
And this will be on next Friday the 14th. And this is the way it works. We will be out in town selling tickets beginning this afternoon and through tomorrow and probably even Monday. And what we do is go to local businesses and offices and take their order, take their money, and they give us a time on when they want it delivered, and then we deliver that lunch to them on Friday. And if you can get away, we also have a great place to come and eat in with us from 11 to 1 at the MAC, the Methodist Church Activity Center. And we will greet you with open arms and stuff you full of chili and dessert and drinks and all that, all for $5. But whichever one you want to do, you can. We can come by and get your order and deliver it, or you can come eat with us, and you don't have to have a ticket beforehand to do that. If we miss you and you want to order delivery, you can call me at 243-2795, and I will take your order over the phone,
mm-hmm.
or you can call the library at 243-3442, and Judith will take your order over the telephone. That's $5 for chili, condiments, dessert, a drink, and Shirley Hutto's hoe cakes.
And I'm telling you, they are delish.
Yes, and if you come eat with us, you get all you want, and they'll be hot.
That's a good thought. And two, eating in... For the last couple of years, I've been out there either to bring chili or, you know, do something, and it's always really nice in there. The mm-hmm. the tables are set out, and it's like going into a little restaurant, actually, and it's really pretty and attractive, and the tables are really nice, and again, you can sit there and eat all you want. Just keep going.
And you can stay with us for the full 2 hours mm-hmm. and drink coffee, and, you know, we'll treat you like kings and queens.
Absolutely.
Our hostess with the mostest is Adelaide Stevens. So she will greet you at the door and make you feel very welcome, which, mm-hmm. of course, you will be.
Miss Adelaide's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
How many chili dinners has the FOL managed so far? How many times?
Well,
how long
since
you've
been involved with them, we've done about 8.
Okay.
But they were in existence. I think they began in 2006. And they had chili lunches from the beginning. So I can't give you an exact total of how many,
mm-hmm.
but just in about the 3.5 years I've been involved, we've had 8.
Okay, and then people, you know, we have people that come and bring and donate the chili, and so a lot of it's donated, but you do have to purchase some of it. And
yeah. FOL is a small organization. Mm-hmm. There are few members. Actually, right now we have about 12, which is the most we've had.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And that's wonderful. But we always have a tremendous local support. Mm-hmm. We have lots of folks donating chili and making cookies for us to put in our lunches and coming to help out because we need people to deliver. We need people to help clean up the kitchen. We need people to dip the chili. We need people to wait on tables. We have a lot of support for that kind of thing. And if you would like to come and help, then come to us anytime after 9 o'clock on Friday the 14th,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be open and, you know, getting everything set up to deliver. And if you want to deliver, that's fine. If you want to just help out in any other way, that's fine. And if you can make cookies for us, or you want to donate a pot of chili, that would also be great. And you can call me at that same number, 243-2795, to volunteer.
You know, you mentioned the cookies, and I'm glad you did that because both cookies are delicious too. They are always homemade cookies.
Homemade.
And it's
the
just
chili's
wonderful.
Homemade, the hoe cakes are homemade, the cookies are homemade, and the only thing that's not homemade are the crackers and cheese.
There you go. That's all right. We can deal with that. What types of chili are going to be available?
Well, this time we have regular chili, mm-hmm. beef chili. We have vegetarian chili.
Mm-hmm.
We have chicken chili.
Mm-hmm.
And we have hot chili,
mm-hmm.
spicy chili. So you have a variety. And we have a little bit of venison chili this time. We don't have a lot of that. We usually just get one pot.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have some venison. So if you order, and you can put that on your ticket.
So you can specify. Oh, they do need to specify on
your
ticket.
When we come around then and sell you the ticket, you can take your choice of what's marked on there, except venison is not on there because we only have such a little bit of that. You'll have to tell us you want that.
Yeah. You'll have to remember that one.
You'll have to remember that. We'll tell you when we're bringing the tickets around. And also, if you are able to, one of the things that we used to get donated by the Coca-Cola folks were the drinks, but that's no longer possible. So if you are able to donate the cans mm-hmm. of drinks, Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, or just bottled water,
mm-hmm.
that would be helpful, and you can call me at that same number, and I will dance for joy.
Oh, absolutely.
With that kind of anything we can get donated saves us money that
absolutely.
Goes back into our fund mm-hmm. for the library.
And there is a special fund that's growing to help with improvements for the library. How is it coming along? I keep hearing really good things. You know,
it's
growing.
Friends of the Library has its own special fund. It's called the Building Fund. It's set aside for that. We pay for things that Judith needs ongoing. Like
mm-hmm.
we help with their teen night for refreshments, you know, and we help. We purchased a Wii not too long ago for Teen Night.
Mm-hmm.
Teen Night, by the way, is an extremely popular
mm-hmm.
and program in the county.
Yes.
And because there's not very much offered here, as you
true.
Know, for teens.
Mm-hmm.
And we've
true.
Paid for landscaping. We bought the shed that's out behind the library, those kinds of things. But right now, her main need is an expansion.
Exactly.
So
yeah, that's...
we're all, you know, keeping a building fund going for that.
Yeah, and I know that Dr. Young is constantly on the lookout, and Judith, too, for grants available that we might could do a matching contribution to. To contribute to the library fund, we can help by buying the Memories of the Moonshine Days book.
Yes.
And we can purchase a ticket right now for
mm-hmm.
the chili dinner
mm-hmm.
and come out and eat.
Yes.
Chili, or you can just make a monetary donation to Friends of the Library. If somebody wanted to do that, how would they go about it?
If you would, again, give me a call at that phone number,
mm-hmm.
then and we can discuss how you could do that.
Okay. And then in the plans for the library, you've already mentioned expansion is just really important.
That's key. One of the things that they badly need is a separate reading room for the genealogy and history
mm-hmm.
information, things that are not checkoutable. You can
right.
go and look at those things.
Yeah.
And right now she has a corner, you know, for that.
Yeah, and it's
and
in an open space.
Yes.
Yeah.
In an open space. And the bathrooms are not handicap accessible.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of things that are unit is very, very old,
mm-hmm.
old as the building,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty done. So there are just lots of things involved that go into that, quote, building fund that will help her out.
And I know that you mentioned grants, too. We've talked about that, but the problem with that is you do have to have matching funds.
Matching
and a lot of times
funds.
It's half and half. Sometimes
yes.
it's less than that. But
yes.
there were a lot of new libraries that went up all around us, and people have said, well, why didn't we get one? Well, again, it's that matching
funds
part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the city or the county has to come up with matching $250,000, $500,000, we just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got so many other things that are critical to
mm-hmm.
contribute to right now that
that's
we
correct.
Can't do that.
That's
so
correct.
That's why.
Those matching funds.
Yeah. How can somebody join FOL? Again, you can never have enough members.
We can never have enough members. And you can call me again at that same. Let me give it to you again. 243-2795, and I'm in the phone book.
and go by the library.
And you can go by the library, and I'll need to put some membership forms in the library, which I will do in the next few days,
okay.
And you can do it through that. Or you can email me, and I can send you a membership form. I can email you a membership form, and that might be the easiest way to do. I'm Aunt Sue at TwinLakes.net.
Well, that's pretty easy. Aunt Sue.
And we do not have a membership fee. It'll be entirely free. And we have a lot of working people, so we've just changed our meeting times from 10 o'clock in the morning to 6:30 on Thursday night. So from now on, we will be meeting at 6:30 on the fourth Thursday of every month. So you can just come to a meeting, see, you know, see what we're talking about, see what we're doing, and decide then if you want to join. But we'd love to have you.
Okay.
Especially if you can make chili and cookies.
Absolutely.
But
if you like to have fun.
And if you like to have fun.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us while you're here before we break again?
Just watch for the Moonshine book, which is coming out. If you have a suggestion for the title, you know, call or tell Susan or email me to come up with a title. It has to have something to do with moonshine in the title.
Absolutely.
But watch for the book. It'll be out maybe even by as early as the end of April. It just how soon I can get to do the last interviews.
Okay.
And the other person who's been doing magnificent interviews is Diane Morrison, our vice president.
Mm-hmm.
She's done several that
Very
you're going to really, really like. She's an excellent writer.
Oh, good, good. It really stimulates the interest in the book, too, so that's wonderful.
Yes.
All righty, it's time for us to take another break. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Ms. Sue, and keep us abreast of your works with the FOL.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back to the Clay County Coroner segment of today's broadcast. You're listening to WVFB on 101.5 FM. Sitting across from me now is Ms. Paula Sue Boone. She's the CEO with the Salina Health and Rehab. And Paula Sue, thank you, too, for being a sponsor of the Clay County Coroner. We sure do appreciate that. Paula Sue's wearing a different hat today, however. She's going to be talking with us about a project that's going to make a huge impact on Clay County citizens and surrounding folks also. Paula, the mission of RAM is to prevent pain and alleviate suffering by providing free quality health care to those in need. And these statistics that I found last night are mind-boggling. Over 85,000 volunteers including healthcare professionals, providing over $80 million worth of free medical care in over 710 mobile clinics to 555,000 patient encounters. That's just phenomenal. Paul, if you will, take over and tell us just what Ram Clay County is all about. I guess like who, what, when, where, and why, so to speak.
Thank you, Susan, and thank you guys for inviting me to be on today. This is a wonderful opportunity, and we are so excited that we have been chosen to be a remote area medical mission site. This is just an awesome opportunity. Mm-hmm. Our event is going to be March 15th and 16th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. It's coming up very, very soon. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Clay County High School. We are anticipating that we will begin lining people up at midnight on Friday night.
Okay.
We will begin giving out numbers at 3 a.m., mm-hmm. and the doors will open at 6 a.m. It will be first come, first serve. We hope to see everyone Saturday that is in line. Mm-hmm. However, if the doctors and the dentists and the optometrists are all going to be there, if they just get to the exhaustion point, we may put those people first in line on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. But we are so excited. It's going to be a great opportunity. It is completely free. There will be dental services that will be available, optometry. There will be a free eyeglass mobile site where mm-hmm. you can be fitted for glasses, medical care. It's a lot of health information, mm-hmm. and so it's we're really excited. There's no ID required whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It does not matter about your address, your income level, none of that matters. So we're so excited to have this in Clay County.
Absolutely. It is a wonderful service, and we're so grateful to have this presenting here. I know that volunteer registration is over now. Are we filled with the necessary positions that you're aware of to run the clinic?
We are, and we have approximately 198 people that are volunteers sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Those are people that come from over 10 different states that will be here in Clay County that weekend, volunteering their time to provide free medical and dental and optometry care. The volunteer registration is closed. We do have several local people that have volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have so many churches that are donating their time and energy to help feed these volunteers. So if people are still interested in helping out, we are taking donations that will go to feed these volunteers. We are so blessed to have the local marinas that are housing these volunteers.
Oh, wonderful.
So the generosity of the community mm-hmm. has been overwhelming. We have a wonderful giving spirit in our county.
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. I was concerned about our volunteers that are flying in and driving in having to drive again, you know, to try to find available. I knew there was going to be a large number people finding enough beds to sleep in.
Yes.
That is wonderful that the marinas are kicking in local motels, too. So that's wonderful. And the local churches, you said they're involved, too. So they're. I've heard some of them talking and going, oh, my gosh, we got to be ready to prepare 100 meals for lunch or 200 meals.
Yes,
so
we have asked the churches to be prepared for anywhere from 200 to 250 meals. And, our community, like I said earlier, they have just gone above and beyond. These people are accustomed to having sandwiches and hot dogs, and they're not going to get that in Clay County. They're going to get full meals.
Mm-hmm.
We are having everything from shredded barbecue for these volunteers to, mm-hmm. Smoked pork loin. So they're not going to go hungry, thanks to the generosity of people.
Well, their meals are going to stick to their ribs.
Yes. They're going to find out what really good cooks that we have here in Clay County. And these volunteers that are coming from all these states, we're hoping that they'll fall in love with Clay County.
They'll see
these marinas.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see the excellent hospitality that we have to offer, and that they will, come back and visit us or possibly vacation, or maybe even there's a retirement side.
Absolutely. There's so many other ways to look at this.
Exactly.
You know, it's going to impact our economy because of the additional food that's going to have to be prepared, and the churches are going to be doing this on their own.
Right.
They're going to provide the meals, pay for them, provide them, and that's a big chunk, you know, but they've got to go out and buy the groceries. So all of those things, gas that's going to be spent, it's going to be a big impact over those 2 days, two or 3 days, actually.
Yes.
So you mentioned that you're expecting them to sign up, start driving up about midnight and signing up about 3, and then it actually starts at 6 o'clock. That's part of the process. Once they start in, then how is the flow kind of going to go? How are the patients going to flow through?
Well, we're asking that people make their way to the back parking lot of Clay County High School. There is going to be security that will be there to direct them. The National Guard will be involved helping us with security and parking, and as well as the local law enforcement will be assisting us. So they'll make their way to the back parking lot to park. And then beginning at 3 a.m. when we start giving out those numbers, we will do that at a site at the entrance to the back of Clay County High School.
Okay.
We recommend that people bring lawn chairs because they may be sitting for just a little bit and maybe, you know, anything they need to be comfortable while they wait between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. and even into the morning. We will have we'll have water and you know, some light refreshments available to someone, you know, needs anything like that, but they will enter. They will go through an area where they will register, and they will. That's part of what the volunteers, and we have several local volunteers that's also going to be helping with registration. And they're just going to be getting some basic information from them to ascertain what medical or dental or vision need
what
that they have,
and
then they will be directed to the appropriate place.
Okay.
I do know that the dental station will be in the gym. I believe they're setting up approximately 27 dental stations.
Wow. Boy, it's just so impressive to me that can be done, that we can actually do that here. We need to stop real quick for a station break and just hang on to everything because we've got more information to do, and we'll return in just a few minutes again with Paula Sue.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator-Made trailers. Gator-Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator-Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pinto hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator-Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, folks, to the Thursday morning Clay County Corner at 101.5 FM WVFB. Just want to remind everybody, if you want to remind someone else that's maybe not caught the show this morning and they're wanting some more information on the remote area medical clinic that's coming up,
Remember, we always rebroadcast, and we'll be rebroadcasting today at 6 o'clock p.m. So if you missed something and you're not sure what we've said, just be sure and tune in again to 101.5 FM this evening at 6 o'clock. If you're just joining us, again, I am sitting here right now with Ms. Paula Sue Boone, and she's talking about the RAM project. Paula Sue, how did RAM begin?
Yes, the RAM was started in 1985 by a gentleman named Stan Brock. He founded this organization. It is nonprofit. It is called the Remote Area Medical Organization. His goal was to address the needless pain and suffering from the lack of health care in impoverished, underserved, and isolated areas. He does this all across the United States and even in international countries.
Yeah, third world countries.
Yes.
I think that's probably where he got his first idea. He was sick.
Yes.
Very sick once. And I read something that said he had like a 26-day trip to be able to get medical care at that time. And that impacted him pretty much.
Right.
The poorest area of our nation is the Appalachian region, and we're part of that, of course. What is the goal of RAM? And tell us about the Stop the Suffering campaign.
Yes. The goal is to provide free quality health care access through the Stop the Suffering Appalachian Initiative, so that at least 90% of those living in the distressed corridor during the 2014-2016 time period will be within driving distance of at least one RAM clinic event.
That's wonderful. That's one of the reasons we were fortunate enough, I guess, to get a spot here. I saw somewhere, too, the estimated, there's a website, actually, that you can go to online. I saw somewhere the estimated cost per patient is about $28, but the average value of care per person is equal to about $375. What are the states that are actually served? So if somebody, maybe if we have so many people, which I hope we do, I hope we have a full load, but if somebody doesn't make it through the other states, where can they be looking?
Yes, of course, Tennessee is served, as well as Kentucky, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, and Mississippi.
Okay. You mentioned a minute ago about donations and funding for this. Can donations be made to help provide this service?
Yes, donations can be made, of course, for our event March 15th and 16th. If anyone is interested, they can contact me at Solana Health and Rehab. But if they are interested in giving to the RAM organization, for every dollar that's given to RAM, we're able to provide it $20 of value in medical care. You know, I really encourage everyone to give today and to begin making a difference in your own backyard and to change your world.
Absolutely. excuse me. Paula Sue, remind us again when, where, and what so that folks can really, we need people to spread the word about this benefit.
We do. March 15th and 16th, that is a Saturday and a Sunday. The event is at Clay County High School, and the doors open at 6 a.m. We will start giving out numbers in line to people at 3 a.m., but I would you know, just encourage everyone to please tell everyone about this.
Yes.
It's a very important mission that we're so blessed to have here in Clay County.
Absolutely. You know, unfortunately, we advertise. It's in the paper. It's on the radio. It's word of mouth. We've got it, I think, now over on the sign at the fairground. And but still, people will say in 2 or 3 weeks, I didn't know anything about that.
Right.
And that's so sad because it's such a wonderful service that we can provide right here. And, you know, some of these people might have to drive 30, 45 minutes because we're stretched out pretty much in this county.
Well, one of our biggest means of getting the word out in this day and time is social media. And we do have an event created on Facebook. So please, if you see it on Facebook, please share that event so that we can get the word out to everyone.
And share it over and over. Well, Paula Sue, I want to thank you so much for being here because it is so, so important to get this out. And we can't stress enough of the remote area medical clinic that's scheduled here this coming weekend.
This next weekend.
Yeah, this next weekend. There's
there's several events actually coming up right now, but it's the next weekend. And I want to join you in encouraging those people that are listening to spread the news of this free clinic and to let others that are in need, that you know that they're in need, know about the clinic and encourage and help to come here, help them to physically get to these to the high school for these services. Is there anything else that you feel like you need to share, or have we pretty well covered everything? I just don't want to leave anything out.
I think so. And again, thank you for allowing me to be on today.
You are so welcome. When we return, we'll hear from Lois Turner and her recent adventures representing Clay County 3-Star in the Chamber of Commerce. We're up for a break now.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvement in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
And we're back now. This is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Coroner live at the historic Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. You're listening to WVFB 101.5 FM, sponsored by the 3-Star Initiative in the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Lois Turner has just joined me now. Welcome to the Clay County Coroner, Lois.
Thank you, Susan. And I want to say also that we're glad you're back, and your son is, we're praying for him and your family. And we've got a lot to talk about today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, yes, we do. Lois, you're involved. I think you just started maybe as one little thing, but we keep loading more and more on.
Yeah.
There's so much to do, but you're involved with Three Star Initiative. Tell me what you've been up to recently with that.
Well, I started volunteering with the Clay County Corner, a radio show that you're listening to right now, as a producer. And I also volunteer with the Three Star Program. I'm on the grant writing committee, and I'm also on the Clay County Tourism Committee. We have a lot going on here in our county, and we'd like everybody to know what there is out there that they might could volunteer for. We can always have volunteers for a lot of things and get people active in the community.
Absolutely. There's lots to be done. You know, you can, I know that people are sometimes saying, gosh, there's just not anything to do, but if you really don't have any outside activities, then you can either hang around the house or you can come and start joining up with us doing some things. There's plenty. It's whatever interests you. We've got something in that area.
We've always got something good going on. Myself, I was just sitting around the house, and I had seen you, and you were saying, well, come do this. And next thing I knew, I was doing a lot.
Yeah,
but
I enjoy it.
I really, really do.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, and it's certainly good and positive fun, too. Anytime you can get out and help the community and help to try to make, you know, progress happen, try. You know, that's what we're all doing. We're trying. And we make mistakes along the way, but we're doing our best to try and make things better. Tell us about your trip recently to the, and this is another, you know, kind of nice thing. Tell us about your trip recently to the Indy Boat Show, Boat Trade and Tourism Show.
Well, recently, it's been about 2 weekends ago now, I was asked by the three-star director, Doug Young, to go to Indianapolis to the Boat Trade and Tourism Show. And it was an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good time. Besides myself from Clay County, Dorothy Forney went with me, and also Bonnie Hay went with me the second week.
Mm-hmm.
Our main goal, we shared a booth with the Upper Cumberland Tourism Association, and the director of that association is Ruth Dial. We was fortunate that we were with her because she was very, very informative.
Mm-hmm.
Our main goal for going was to let people know about Salina and Clay County. And there was many people that we talked to that had not heard of Salina or Clay County or even Dalhalla Lake.
Wow.
However, there were many, many people that knew of Dalhalla and had actually been to the lake. They say they come every year.
Yeah.
You know, they either bring their own boat, they rent a cabin, they rent a houseboat, but they have been here. And I was really, really surprised at the number of people that had been to our lake. And there were some folks that we talked to that were actually from Canada, and they said that they come down once a year and stay about 8 to 9 days, and there's a big group of them, and they said, you know, we love it. You know, it's a beautiful place, and, you know, we all comment, yeah, it is a beautiful place, and we do love it.
Yes.
And, again, our claim to fame is the lake.
Mm-hmm.
We have 6 docks in Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
We have Holly Creek, Dalhalla Marina, Cedar Hill, Horse Creek, Mitchell Creek, and Willow Grove and Eagle Grove.
Mm-hmm.
We gave up maps, pamphlets about the historic courthouse, Moonshine Days, our cruise-ins, our fairs, our pageants, the chili cook-off. I can't think of probably what all we do have going on. Homecoming Days. We have tractor pulls during the year. And coming up, as Sue just spoke about, was the Friends of the Library Chili Lunch. And just as Paula talks about, our RAM program that's coming in.
Absolutely.
And we are very fortunate for that.
Absolutely.
Very, very fortunate.
It's what a service.
And we wanted people to know about Clay County and the lake that didn't know about Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
That was our main goal for going.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked, you know, to everybody that came by our booth, we talked. We told them everything about Salina and Clay County. And I talked so much that I was hoarse when I got home.
I know that. Because we talked on the phone, and you, well, I talked.
Yes.
You did more listening.
And
If you know me, you know I never talk much at all. So. but like I said, I enjoyed it. I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting. And I think anyone that would like to volunteer to do some of these things, it's enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn a lot. And we can bring this information back to Salina and Clay County.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's how we make the connection with the outside world. That's one way.
Uh-huh.
And you mentioned so many people that you talked to that have been here, and some of our retirees have actually been those people that were coming every year and visiting the lake and staying on the lake for a week or 2 weeks.
Yes.
And then when they hit retirement age, they said, you know, I want to live there. And we've got a lot of retirees right now that are from Ohio and New Jersey and just all kinds. I ran into somebody, it's been about 2 months now, pulled in behind him at Scott's Bestway, and he had Alaska tags on his truck.
Yeah.
And
they come from, you know, all over
everywhere.
The world pretty much.
Absolutely.
I even spoke to some folks that had already bought land here on Swan Ridge and had already bought land here. And they was retiring, both of them, her and her husband, and they were going to be moving to this area in about 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And she was just, you know, she was so tickled, you know, to talk about and to listen to what we had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, we've been there on vacation, and we can't wait to get to live there.
Yeah, that is so good.
I want to mention, too, that this weekend, I think you spoke about it, in Cookeville at the Heidelberg Pavilion, that we will be there. We'll have a booth, and the times are Friday from 4 to 8, Saturday from 9 to 8, and Sunday 12 to 4.
That's a good big event, too. We've participated in that a couple of times. And it's always it's busy. Those shows are busy.
Yeah.
You think you're going to go and just sit and, you know, sit your time out that you volunteer to come and be at the show, but you meet so many people. Like you said just a minute ago, you meet so many people and they want to ask questions. And a good thing, we don't always have flyers or brochures for everything that we have here. But that gives us an opportunity to tell them to sit and talk with people and say, well, we also have the chili festival. We also have chili dinners. We also have homecoming days. We also have a lot of other events and opportunities here.
I had several people to ask me, you know, well, what goes on in your community other than the lake?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we mentioned all these things, and, you know, they said, well, you know, some of the events or festivals that we have, they didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good that we was there and was able to tell them other things other than the lake.
Right.
That goes on here in Salina and Clay County.
Right. Now, you mentioned about the indie show. I believe that we had some other participants from Clay County there, too. Who were some of those? Because it's important. So important for the Chamber of Commerce and our tourism committee to be there, but we kind of went and had a show of force. So who were some of those others that participated?
Representatives were there for Holly Creek, Dehalla Marina, Cedar Hill, and Eagle Cove, Mitchell Creek, Willow Grove, and Horse Creek. So all six of our marinas were represented there at the boat show, and their main goal, from what they told me, was they start getting bookings at this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good time to start getting their bookings for the spring and summer, and that was something that I myself didn't know. And the folks, I went around and talked to everybody, and they said, you know, it's been a very, very good a very good show for them this year, that they got several bookings, and they were really pleased for spending their time, their money, and energy for being up there.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say the first weekend wasn't very pleasant.
Oh, a little weather problem there?
We had 6 inches of snow within 4 hours, and I was not prepared for it, let me say. My feet stayed wet the whole time I was up there.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, at least you had the next week, so that,
yes,
that was a little,
yes,
bit better.
The next week was like Florida weather. It was
wonderful,
so nice.
Wonderful. So is there anything else you want to share about some of that specific stuff that we've got going on?
We'd like people to be more involved.
Yeah,
I know
definitely.
People say nothing to do here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you actually look, we do have events going on almost every month except
mm-hmm.
in the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to volunteer with the 3-star program, come by the chamber, get an application, and I know Dr. Young will find something for you to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And social media also is a good way to let people know
mm-hmm.
about Clay County and what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the chamber does have a website that gives all this information about what's going on in Salina, Clay County, and on the lakes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have different events during the year on the lake. We have a quaint little downtown, and we want people to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, like I said, social media, just talking to people like we do with the tourism shows and the
mm-hmm.
one that's coming up this weekend. Word of mouth is probably the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
You tell one person something, and
yeah.
they're going to tell another. So try to tell them something positive about Clay County and
Salina. Absolutely, absolutely. And we have a lot of positive things here. You know, so many late Saturdays, I'll see people that are standing around here at the courthouse wanting to take pictures and look around. It's about time for us to wrap it up. I do want to mention real quick the Clay County Youth Baseball, Softball, and T-Ball sign-ups are taking place right now. You can go March the 8th from 2 to 5 at the Women's Building and sign up. Registration fee is $30 for the first child, $25 for each additional child. You can go Saturday, March the 15th. That'll be the final day to sign up, and you've got to be signed up before 10 a.m. on March the 15th to play this year. Please look on the Facebook page, and it is called Clay County TN Youth Baseball League. So it is packed with information. I want to give a shout-out to Matt Adams for kind of heading this thing up and keeping the youth baseball going. I think we're saying we're out of time now, so I got to cut it off. I want to thank everybody for listening and wish you have a beautiful and productive day. Tune in for a rebroadcast at 6 o'clock p.m.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.